Well, I'm expecting there won't be much veto language that we'll be working on. The governor vetoed only a few bills, and most likely you're not going to override your governor's veto if he vetoed your bill as a majority party, and as a minority party member, most likely you wouldn't be able to get the votes to override a veto. So I don't think there's going to be much action on that. There's going to be a lot of action on other legislation that needs to be tweaked that was pushed through so quickly towards the end of session, and there's going to be some other legislation brought before us that didn't make it through the spring session.
So. Well, I know one of the big issues health related wise is the vaping issue.
Right.
Is there, what's the direction of that, or where do you stand, or what do you hear?
Well, there's a couple representatives have some legislation. Representative Butler has a piece of legislation, and the majority party has some too. Whether or not it goes forward, it's I think there needs to be some more look at of what the CBD oils. We've seen some fatalities from THC in that CBD oils. To me, CBD oils mainly made of hemp is not the issue. It's when they add the THC value to it. So that's certainly going to be one. Stergenix, the factory up in Chicago area that's got some cancerogens being released in the air, I think there's going to be some talk about that. So, and also, as you've probably been following, Mayor Lightfoot, she's putting some pressure on the Illinois legislators to help bail her out in the pension, something I'm certainly not in favor of. It's an issue created in Chicagoland. Let Chicagoland figure it out.
So have you taken a position on,
on the vaping? Yeah, I think you still need to do some look. So far, the bills that are being presented, I'm not too much in favor of, because I think we're not tackling the issue of the THC. We're talking about doing away with CBD oils. Well, we just passed hemp legislation to allow the hemp to be part of that CBD oil. Farmers are growing hemp now for that the CBD oils, and it's a THC that's being put in there that is causing the issues, not the CBD oil itself.
All right,
my position, I've got to see the legislation. There's been a lot of businesses that have been providing calling the office concerned about their business on flavored tobacco products, so it's going to be a tough vote.